Charlene and I have been on Ozempic for 9 weeks now, with Charlene storming ahead in the race and me languishing behind. But things are looking up. Today, we're going to be checking in and then catching up on a little special topic, Ozempic for those who are over 65. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Ozempic Diaries. I'm Jonathan Varnker.
I'm Charlene Armstrong.
So this is episode 10, week 9. Coming into this episode after me being 1 week on 1 milligram and Charlene being in her now, what would it be, your fifth or sixth week of 0.5. Charlene's also just back from holiday. How was Umhlanga Rocks?
It was really nice. The weather wasn't great, but as far as holidaying and dieting, in inverted commas, is concerned, it was actually heaven. It was the first holiday in my entire life that I didn't come back home feeling so depressed about having to
like
get on
committed
the scale.
Sin upon sin.
Yeah. Yes, like, and just that overwhelming guilt of, oh my God, what is the scale going to say now because of my terrible choices on holiday? It was such a freeing experience. I got on the scale this morning and I didn't feel that dread. Just overcome with that dread. I mean, I fully anticipated that I might have put on some weight, but, and we'll do check-ins now, so I'll fill the listeners in on what the actual results were, but I didn't feel depro. And I can say that I didn't make the best choices this holiday, but they were in moderation. And that's a very freeing feeling.
Yeah, we love to travel as well. And every, as you say, every holiday, like when we went to the UK for 3 weeks, came back, I weighed 5 kilograms more. In 3 weeks, I gained 5 kilos. Mm. And that became like this whole multi-month mission to recover from, essentially. So on top of the debt, you know, I have to deal with,
yes,
with fat debt as
you're
well.
You're having to recover financially and then as well as emotionally
and
physically.
And emotionally. Yeah, exactly. And of course, you've been away with your kids. So psychologically as well. So it's
you need a holiday from your holiday. You're exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time, just
why
buy
do we
VR
do this to ourselves?
Like, yeah. I don't know. So that's great. Okay. Awesome. I, of course, have not been on holiday. And let's get into results. You said you had good ones. Let's hear it.
Yeah. So I was expecting to be up a couple of hundred grams or at very least just stay the same. But I weighed this morning. I'm 800 grams down from last week. So I currently weigh in at 78.3. My starting weight was 96.9 or 96.8 or something there. So it's a
pretty
substantial
sure 86
chunk of weight.
Point something, not 90.
Oh, sorry. Yes, kilograms. Sorry. 80. Yeah, sorry. 86. Yes. 86.9.
Cool, cool.
That's my
starting weight. Don't take my weight.
Sorry. I'm stealing your thunder. Yeah.
800 grams.
Yeah, so
that's awesome.
86.9 is where I started, and then this week I lost 800 grams. So it looks like in weeks when I'm a little bit more disciplined, I'm losing about 900 grams to a kilogram a week. And then in this past week where I had ice cream on several occasions, I had two single whiskeys with lime and soda, and I had one gin and tonic. A single gin and tonic, and it wasn't even the sugar-free tonic because they didn't have. But I still managed to see 800 gram loss. So I'm stoked with that. That's better than I could have anticipated ever.
Remind me, we both have a 10 kilogram goal essentially, and you're coming down from, was it 86 or something? So how close are you to 10 kilograms now?
Okay, let's quickly check. 86.9 minus, what did I say my weight this morning was? 78.3. My mental math is terrible. So 8.6 kilograms down in total.
Okay, so you got a kilo and a half to lose before you hit your goal. That's great.
Yeah, so if I'm looking at about 800 to 900 grams a week, I think in like the next three or so weeks, I'll get there.
Awesome. on my side, I am down 900 grams, so almost a kilo as well, which is great. The plateau does seem to have been broken, and that takes me down to 71.5. We got math today. So last week I was 92.4, went down to 91.5. So that's 900 grams. And I started at 98. So that puts me at 6.5 kilos since the beginning of the project. Which means we've got kind of 3 more weeks before kind of season one and the first 3 months ends to hit that goal. We'll see if that's possible. If not, we carry on. To briefly extrapolate the 1 milligram thing, I had a low-level headache like the whole week last week, which was extremely frustrating because I hate headaches. I'm very much a wuss when it comes to that. So I was just popping some version of Myprodol. I don't know actually what it is, but it's the one with 10 milligrams of codeine in it. And that ain't great. Like, I don't want to become a codeine addict. But it was the only way I could kind of...
function.
Yeah. I just don't like having that pain constantly. And I'm not sure if it was because I just wasn't hydrating enough, and it might be that, because I do an okay job of hydrating, but I don't do a good job, certainly. So this week, so far this morning, after last night's dose, I feel fine. No real headache, but I'm going to try and clup the water. I keep saying that. I keep promising to clup the water and then being mediocre at it, but I'll try harder.
It's a work in progress. You know, even myself, like, also if there's listeners out there that like battle with water consumption, like, I have gotten into the habit of drinking gallons of water, not gallons, but like almost 4 liters of water a day. But, and even I did, like yesterday, I didn't even hit like 2.5 liters. And during this past week of holiday, I did not. You're just out of routine sometimes, and you're not mindful of it. And I can immediately notice a change in my body. So if I'm like feeling unwell, or I'm feeling lethargic, or I start getting a headache, then I'm like, what am I doing differently? And it always brings me back to my water. So I don't think it's ever something that you're going to just wax and have 100% right. You're going to have some days that are better and some days that are worse. So don't be so hard on yourself. At least you're mindful of it, you know?
Yeah. I had, back when I was young, single, and living alone, I went like through a very full Tim Ferriss 5 a.m. club, meditation, journaling, wake up at 5, drink a liter of water, go to the gym, like all those wonderful balanced things you could do when you don't have kids. And at that time, I was doing that whole early morning water thing. But I must get back into it. And I must get one of those Stanley mugs. I do think that the secret to Charlene's success is this massive, massive 1.25 liter mug that she carries around.
I'm not going to lie. It's a great help, because you don't have to think about it that much. You just drink it until it's done and then refill it. If you do 3 of those a day, you're good.
Is it insulated? Does it have like a vacuum seal around the edge?
Yeah, so the lid seals quite well, because I drink sparkling water from mine only, and it retains the
aren't
bubbles
you fancy
throughout.
That's madness.
I know, this is incredibly pompous, I'm embarrassed to say, but I got into the habit of drinking only sparkling water because I have to drink so much water. Well, when I started my, like 4 years ago, starting a new eating plan, I switched to sparkling water because it made me feel like I just found it easier to drink. It felt like I was drinking a fizzy drink, trying to wean off of. I was trying to wean off of like Coke Zeros and things like that. So I switched to sparkling water. It's an expensive undertaking, but it works, because I managed to drink a lot of water. However, I can't drink normal water anymore. It tastes so shit. Even if I drink like mineral water, even if I drink like bottled water, I just don't like it if it doesn't have the bubbles in it. So that's now something I've become addicted to, that I'm going to have to wean myself off of. But be that as it may, the Stanley keeps the bubbles, and it keeps the water cold the entire day. It's like,
okay. It's got a vacuum edge, like metal on the inside, I assume?
Yes. So the thing is that also you get similar cups. They look like Stanleys. They're as big as Stanleys. They're like a fraction of the price, and they do the job just as well. But you'll find that they won't keep it cold as long, and they won't, if you do have sparkling water in it, it won't keep the bubbles.
I look forward to you being sponsored by Stanley at some point. That'd be amazing. All right, let's get into some Ozempic Johnsplained. Let's talk about Ozempic after 65. Someone I know personally has started taking Ozempic. He, she, they is over 70, and I wanted to do a little bit more research about what the peculiarities are of taking Ozempic at that age. On one hand, we know Ozempic works. It drops your appetite, helps regulate your blood sugar, and yes, the weight comes off. But on the other hand, especially in older people, you're not just losing fat, you're probably losing muscle too. And that's where things get tricky. Because for older adults, muscle loss isn't cosmetic, it's independence. It's balance. It's whether you can get up from the couch unassisted or walk without worrying about falling. And Ozempic doesn't care about that nuance. It'll suppress appetite whether you've got muscle to spare or not. So, how do we help our moms and dads or anyone over 70 or 65 actually benefit from Ozempic without becoming frail? So here's the cheat sheet, if you will, based on the research I've done. The number one thing is protein. Older folks actually need more protein than younger folks. We're talking about 1.2 to 1.5 grams per kilo of body weight per day. That means regular protein every meal. Think Greek yogurt, eggs, chicken, cottage cheese, beans, whatever works. And honestly, if appetite's low, a smoothie with a scoop of protein might be the simplest win. I use a vegan pea protein. I'm not vegan, but the pea protein's easier on my stomach. With two scoops, you get about 34 grams of protein, and that's a good way to get up to 120, 150 grams per day. And then you just, the other stuff kind of sorts itself out, but focus on the protein. Number two is some gentle strength work. So no gym required here. Sit to stands from a chair, which is what you imagine it is. It's literally sitting down on a chair and then standing up a few times, starting with 5-10 reps and then just working your way up. Then there's a thing called wall push-ups, which is like a ground push-up, except you do it against the wall, and gradually you increase the angle that your body is. You move your feet further and further away from the wall so that you are putting more weight on your arms to push up with, arms in your chest. You can also do a couple of step-ups on stairs while waiting for the kettle to boil or whatever it might be. It's really just practicing stairs. If they're willing, resistance bands are also good because they kind of self-scale to the strength of the person using them. And you can do a YouTube search for all kinds of workouts using resistance bands, from simple bicep curls to more full body stuff. Number three is to practice balance on top of strength. So doing one leg stands while brushing your teeth or walking heel to toe like you're on a balance beam just helps keep the nervous system sharp and firing. And lastly, slow down the weight loss. Don't try to go for maximal weight loss. Try and get a kilo a week. If it's more than that, I think initially it could go faster than that, but then it needs to kind of like slow down to a steady loss. Otherwise, you might be getting a bit of a crash diet thing and losing more muscle than you want. So it's a tightrope. Being overweight over 65 isn't great, but losing too much muscle can also be bad. If someone you love is older and starting Ozempic, keep an eye on the muscle stuff. You can be quiet support crew behind the scenes, help them get more protein, move a bit more, check in on how they're feeling with their body. Lastly, depending on the age of the person taking it, it might also be worthwhile keeping a calendar entry or an alarm for taking your Ozempic, because a lot of older people do take quite a few medications, and remembering to take the jab at the right time on the right day might be something worth recording. And lastly, let me reiterate that I'm a podcaster, not doctor. So talk to your GP, talk to your parents' GP, whoever you're trying to help, or if it's you, and get a fully informed opinion. Right, that is it for episode 10, week 9 of Ozempic Diaries. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want to start chatting in the community, which is really starting to liven up, then pop over to the links in the show notes and you could go to join our WhatsApp community and say hi, share your stories, share recipes. There's a very good low-carb bread in there that I've yet to make, but someone in the group did make it and posted pictures and it looks delicious. What is it made of again, Charlene? Almond flour. Right.
20-second bread. You make it in the microwave and then you can...
It sounds insane.
It's crazy. If you make it, it'll blow your mind as to how like fluffy and how it actually rises. But... it's great. And then you can, what I normally do is I make it in the microwave and it makes like a little round little bun, almost like a McMuffin, mm-hmm. a McDonald's McMuffin bun. I slice it in half and then I pop it into the toaster, or you can just like grill it slightly in a pan to brown it a bit. It's if you're strictly cutting out carbs and you're craving bread, it's a really nice little brekkie bun option.
Yeah, so weird. I'm gonna give it a try. If I can get a personal loan to get the almond flour, then I shall give it a try.
I know almond flour is quite expensive, but you don't use a lot of it for the recipe, so it your almond flour will last you a while.
Tell you what, I'll do. I'll post the recipe in the show notes of this episode. So if you listeners want to try it out, check out the show notes and you'll find the recipe. That'll be fun. But otherwise, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Good luck with next week, Charlene.
Thanks. I've got to hit the gym this week because last week I did zero exercise. We did walk a lot, but yeah, focus for this week is just get back to my usual routine of good water intake. And I have been lacking in consuming fiber in my diet. So I'm going to try fix that this week. And then, yeah, just hit the gym at least 3 times this week. So that's the plan. And good luck to you on your 1 milligram. I'm glad the headaches have dissipated.
Me too. We'll see whether that continues or not. Right, everyone, cheers.
Bye.